This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Another resignation within the Trump administration. This time, it's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who leaves after 16 months on the job. She gave no specific reason, but analysts have said that Nielsen is frustrated by what she saw as a lack of cooperation from Congress and the courts in tackling illegal immigration. President Trump has expressed frustration with the situation along the U.S. border with Mexico, where hundreds of thousands of migrants trying to escape poverty and crime in Central America hope to enter the U.S. A warning for Britain's prime minister to try to stop Brexit slipping from her grasp on Saturday. Theresa May said the longer it takes to find a compromise deal with the opposition Labour Party, the less likely it is that the UK will leave the European Union at all. May and Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn have held 3 days of meetings to attempt to agree to a Brexit deal Parliament will say yes to. We get more from Reuters' Pascal Davies.
The Sunday Times newspaper reported the Prime Minister does have a plan to put a customs agreement with the EU in law, with the hope this softer approach would win over the Labour Party. This would likely enrage many of her Leave-supporting Conservatives. May will meet with the bloc at a summit on Wednesday and has asked Brussels to postpone Britain's departure until June 30th. But that depends on her showing a viable plan to secure an agreement on her deal, which British Parliament has rejected 3 times. And the Prime Minister is facing further pressure at home. The Observer newspaper reported that some of May's own party are trying to oust her within weeks. If the UK is forced to take part in May's European elections and is forced to extend its EU membership beyond June.
Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is asking for a recount of votes in Istanbul after the ruling party lost last week's mayoral election. A recount in some districts in Ankara is already underway, and the ruling Justice and Development Party has asked for a full recount in Istanbul. There's an urgent appeal issued by the United Nations for a 2-hour truce in the suburbs of Tripoli to evacuate civilians and those wounded as forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar continue a push aimed at taking the capital. We get more from Edward Uranian reporting for VOA from Cairo.
A spokesman for forces loyal to internationally recognized Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj said Sunday his men had launched a counteroffensive to push back Haftar forces. Mohamed Kanunu says Libyan armed forces loyal to Sarraj have launched Operation Volcano of Rage to purge Libyan towns and cities of those attacking the unity government and to push those forces back. He says a number of Haftar's men have been captured west of Tripoli along with their weaponry and that their positions, including Highway Bridge 27 west of the city, have been retaken.
That's Edward Uranian reporting for VOA in Cairo. An American woman and her driver are said to be in good health and in safe hands after they'd been kidnapped by gunmen in a Uganda national park. 56-year-old Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver, Jean-Paul Marange, were kidnapped by 4 gunmen near a wilderness camp inside Queen Elizabeth National Park Tuesday evening. An elderly couple who were robbed but not taken alerted a park official to the abduction. The abduction happened in a section of the park which sits near the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. There was a commemoration ceremony in Rwanda marking the 25th anniversary of the 3-month genocide that killed hundreds of thousands of people, Reuters' Mia Warmersley.
In villages across the densely populated country, neighbor turned on neighbor as men, women, and children were hacked to death, burned alive, clubbed, and shot. As many as 10,000 people were killed daily. 70% of the minority Tutsi population was wiped out, and over 10% of the total Rwandan population.
It is our generational duty to never forget what humankind is capable of. It is only by remembering that we can build a brighter future together.
The fighting ended in July 1994 when the Rwandan Patriotic Front, a Tutsi-led rebel movement led by Kagame, swept in from Uganda and seized control.
Reuters' Mia Warmersley. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.